This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A hospital campus in Tulsa, the U.S. and Germany, wow, agree to supply advanced weapons to Ukraine. But is it in time for the Russian nuke threat? Has Putin lost his mind? Well, that's a question for another day and about 50 shows if we could seriously figure that one out. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. We dive right into it. It is so scary. Once again, people talking about a shooter with a rifle and a handgun storming into a place that shouldn't have been threatened. And what happens? Four people were killed, and then the gunman took himself out. Wow, this happened in Tulsa right before 5 o'clock. There were also some people who were wounded. What happened was dispatchers got a call. 911 blew up, so to speak, that there's an active shooter at the Natalie Medical Building, which is a physician's office building on this huge campus in Tulsa, St. Francis Hospital. And it happened right before 5 o'clock. So they get there as quickly as they can. They find the victims and the suspect maybe 5 minutes later. They hear the shots pop, pop, pop inside the building. And by the time they get there, you know, by the time they open the second floor doors, jump out of the elevators, etc., you know, it was chaotic. No officers were injured, and he had killed himself at that point. So now it's about talking to the witnesses, and witnesses who were locked in closets and did whatever they could to get away from the noise that they heard. So, one rifle, one handgun. And either one or the other was being fired and pointed at people. That was what the witnesses said happened. The mayor of Tulsa, G.T. Bynum, immediately said, whoa, profound gratitude for the first responders who did not hesitate to respond to this act of violence. Because now this is being thrown into statements since Uvalde. And what happened there and the controversy over waiting and not getting into those classrooms where their kids were calling 911. So, four people dead. That's the upside of this, which is really the downside, but this is the facts. And it was just madness, as people described, that, you know, you had hundreds of rooms and hundreds of people trying to get out of the building. Just scrambling. I mean, is this what our life is now? That, you know, I'm not a fear monger, but I think you have to take some precautions. We've had people on the show many times who have talked about know your surroundings, know your surroundings. Well, these people are working. It's almost 5 o'clock, time to get off for some people, shift changes for others. And then all of a sudden, it's a scramble. It's a mad scramble to get the hell out. That's what it is, right? Where's your buddy? What's going on? Were we going to dinner? Were we going to happy hours? Well, we're not going anywhere. This is shocking. Or is it shocking? So now what St. Francis is saying is they had appointments that they've canceled because they want to allow the staff and the caregivers the opportunity to actually mentally process the tragic incident that happened where four people that some of them certainly knew were killed. You hear the police sirens, and that was part of the description. Of course, the first responders were lined up all over the place. And you have to know, and we knew this before, with kids especially practicing drills, is it going to be that you got to practice drills wherever you work? If you work in a community building, if you work in a big building, if you work whatever kind of building you work in, if you do physically go somewhere, is that what it's going to be? Just like the kids in these schools, you're going to be practicing. What do you do with an active shooter? What do you do if that happens? There was one person who was quoted that I saw on something I was listening to, and I thought what they said is just what we're seeing now. It was just around 5 o'clock, so everybody's listening to traffic. And this person was in the car very close to St. Francis and said, you could see people running toward a building with their guns drawn. You could see officers with long guns that they ripped out of their trunks as more emergency kind of vehicles raced to the scene. And what did they immediately know? As they're driving, just at that weird time right past there, well, this is a shooting situation because you see police running with rifles. And you heard what I said, what the mayor said. Immediately, they didn't hesitate. They responded right away. So, another senseless act of violence and hatred. But quick actions, that's good. First responders who did what they could. But they couldn't save those four people. And then ultimately, because they closed in so quickly, is what I believe, right? He was going to take himself out, and he did. But all of the details will unfold in the next couple of days and weeks. And there are lives and lives and lives and lives that are affected by this because who they knew, their families, all those people that are now dead because someone decided that they were going to open fire in a medical building. Wow. So the U.S. and Germany, in the meantime, have agreed to supply those advanced weapons where there was that hemming and hawing with President Biden as to, you know, how, what will they reach? Will they reach Russia? We don't want to be seen as doing that. Well, now there are reassurances that they received, apparently, they being the Pentagon, that the Ukraine has promised, cross their fingers, cross their heart, they will not fire the new rockets into Russian territory. But the Kremlin has already reacted, accusing the United States of pouring fuel on the fire. Germany's also in this. They're going to supply up-to-date anti-aircraft missiles with radar systems, and the U.S. is providing four what they're calling sophisticated medium-range rocket systems and ammunition. Because the West is now in this push to try to give the Ukraine, Ukraine, better equipped military weapons to thwart the storm that's coming with Russia trying to still take over the capital. And, of course, focusing on a industrial area in the Donbass area, which is the eastern part of Ukraine. The new arms could help Ukraine set up and hold new lines of defense, obviously, in the east, because they'll be able to hit back at what Russia throws at them. And Russia's been crushing some of these towns and cities. So they'll be able to fire back. But again, Russia reacts, blaming the U.S. and saying that they're pouring more gasoline on this. So there is a threat to wipe out America, if you believe it to be true, with something called those Satan II missiles. And it's chilling to think of that. In fact, they released some propaganda that shows these weapons and what they are capable of doing. A verdict in the bizarre defamation case of the man who played Edward Scissorhands and his ex-wife, who once was a mermaid.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
I feel free. That was Johnny Depp's reaction. He feels free for certain. And he says he feels like the jury gave him his life back. This was crazy. It was like a TMZ on steroids, kind of gossipy, nightmarish trial. I mean, a jury actually found both Amber Heard and Johnny Depp liable for defamation in their lawsuits against each other. But let me explain that further. So how this all started is Johnny Depp, you know him, he's a lot of different characters, right? Famous for The Pirate and Pirates of the Caribbean. Certainly 21 Jump Street, that was his first big role, juicy role on TV. So he's much bigger than Amber Heard, the actress who has had some big parts, but nowhere near the fame of Johnny Depp. So he sued his ex-wife for defamation over this 2018 op-ed that she wrote for the Washington Post, where she described herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. He wasn't named in that article, but he says it was pretty obvious because of what the fallout was, that she was saying it was him, and it cost him lucrative acting roles. So she countersued him for defamation over statements that his attorney made about her abuse claims. So the jury found that Heard defamed Depp in three separate statements in the Washington Post piece. Boy, you think you write an op-ed and you're safe? No, words matter, and that's what the jury decided. So they awarded him $10 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive damages, which was a drop in the bucket for him. It was about going to trial, I think, for sure. The jury gave her $2 million in compensatory damages and no money for punitive because of what was said by his attorneys. So for Johnny Depp, it's a huge legal win. a huge, huge legal win. And for her, she says it's an incredible setback for women who are abused. So she kept her eyes down in the courtroom when the verdict was being read. And he wasn't present in the court, but released a statement that said what I told you. The jury gave me my life back. And from the very beginning, what he said is the case was to reveal, this case was about revealing the truth regardless of anything else. Speaking the truth was something that I owed to my children and to all those who have remained steadfast in their support of me. I feel at peace knowing I have finally accomplished that. So different story for her. She said the disappointment she feels is beyond words. She's heartbroken that the mountain of evidence still was not enough to stand up to the disproportionate power, influence, and sway of my ex-husband. And somebody said to me, well, how long were they married? They met on a set in 2009. It was called The Rum Diary. That was the movie. And they were married from 2015 to just 2016 before divorcing. And in her testimony, she said that he was verbally and physically abusive during their relationship, accused him of sexual violence. He says that he never, ever hit a woman. Never, never did any of that whatsoever. So there was, this was long. It feels like it was long. It feels like it was like a year long, which it wasn't. But it was kind of a who's who of those who testified. You know, witnesses for him included the famous model, Kate Moss, who he had had a relationship with, the head of DC Films, Walter Hamada, actress Ellen Barkin, and a bunch of others that were had ties to him through Hollywood. And so it's over, right? And what is the fallout of this? And what she's saying is the fallout is that there was confusion. There was confusion. There's disappointment. There was happiness for Johnny Depp. He lost his libel case in the UK, but won in the United States. So it was much different in our system than it was in the UK. Was justice served or not? Of those two people are the ones who really know when you peel back all the layers, but the jury felt like they believed Johnny Depp over Amber Heard and what she was saying and accusing him of doing. And think about what I said at the beginning of this, because I think a lot of people don't know where this all started. It started in 2018 from an op-ed piece that she wrote where she didn't name him. But it was clear if you knew anything about her being married to him that it probably would have been him. Because certainly she stated other high-profile people, men, but if you read the op-ed piece, I think that's what you would probably think. And it was enough for him to decide he was going to go after her. So that one's done. It's done. It's over. It dragged on and it dragged on and it dragged on. But whether she likes the verdict or not, it is over and they have spoken. The other courtroom drama, and it was drama for a different reason because, you know, we're talking about these shootings, talking about terrorism, we're talking about domestic terrorism, and now the focus is on Tulsa and Uvalde, of course, the kids and the teachers that were slaughtered, just sickening. The Buffalo shooting, a suspect charged with murder as a hate crime and domestic terrorism. He was indicted Wednesday on 25 counts, including the two I just mentioned, but really big is murder as a hate crime. This was after 2 weeks ago. Peyton Gendron, just 18, another 18-year-old, went to Tops Friendly Markets, a popular store in a particular neighborhood, shot 13 people, 11 of them black, Before the rampage, he said he subscribed to a racist ideology called the Great Replacement Theory. He put a document online where he called himself a white supremacist and called his planned rampage terrorism and expressed a desire to have it happen and incite more violence. And then, of course, he live-streamed it and then surrendered and all of that. He's pled not guilty, but those crimes of what he's indicted for, that is very, very, very significant on the count, especially looking at hate crime and murder. And you think of some of the other massacres that have happened, and there's more details that continue to kind of come out because he drove 3 hours from his house in Conklin, New York, to Buffalo and left messages, little clues, little breadcrumbs all over social media. Especially, he sent an invitation to Discord users to join a chat room to view the live stream. There were 15 people who accepted that invitation, and there are still people questioning that. So, we live in a time where you don't know. It goes to that, you know, the saying, if you see something, say something. How do you know if it's off track, off base, someone's going to actually do something? They're bragging. It's going to be really interesting to watch what happens in the wide open internet spaces with social media in the upcoming years, because it seems as though a lot of the domestic terrorism, a lot of the people who are doing that, who end up doing it, also want to be known. They want people to know them. They want people to hear about what it is they're going to do, so they go to social media. And whether their plan is to surrender if they're not gunned down, or take themselves out once they're caught and they've taken out however many people, that varies from story to story. Joe in D.C. says, should a man who almost killed a president be let out of prison? We'll talk about that when we go to the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say a gunman killed at least 4 people at St. Francis Hospital on Wednesday before dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police spoke to reporters at the scene.
I was very happy with what we know so far regarding the response of our officers. As the mayor mentioned, the citizens of Tulsa, I think, should be proud. This parking lot was difficult to get to for some of those officers who were here just minutes after it came in. It was difficult due to the amount of cars that had responded from all sides of town.
According to a Facebook post from the department, Tulsa police apprentice officers underwent active shooter training just days ago. A federal judge says John Hinckley Jr., the man who shot President Ronald Reagan in 1981, will be freed from court oversight this month as planned. This is USA Radio News. Inflation prices are at a 40-year high, and many people say the Biden administration is not doing enough to rein it in. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
We can't take immediate action that I'm aware of yet to figure out how we bring down the price of gasoline. We can't do that immediately with regard to food prices either.
President Biden's comments as more Americans are becoming increasingly concerned about rising prices for food and gas. Critics argued the president could lower gas prices in the United States by reversing some of his energy policies, restricting the production of oil and gas in the United States.
One Michigan GOP gubernatorial hopeful lost a key ballot ruling on Wednesday. The ruling affects Perry Johnson, a wealthy businessman considered to be a leading candidate. The decision could also apply to three other candidates, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who's also been scratched from the ballot for invalid signatures. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's get the mail
day.
So, Joe was the one who was referring to, I'm sure, John Hinckley Jr., who shot President Reagan in 1981. And, boy, he almost did kill Reagan. But it's now been how many years, right? Do the math on this. And it's been 41 years. So a federal judge is saying that he's no longer a danger to himself or others, and he's going to be freed from court oversight this month, as they were planning to do. So as of the 15th of June, he will be free, so to speak, right? Full freedom from court oversight. He's saying, look, he passed every test. He's not a danger. He's been scrutinized. It's a long road. This has been a long road. He's going to be 67 on Sunday. And remember when he, if you've read anything about Hinckley, he was not well, obviously, when he went after Reagan. And the reason he said is that the shooting was because of his obsession with the movie Taxi Driver and the star at the time, a very young Jodie Foster. Because in the movie, the main character tries to kill a presidential candidate. So the whole delusional thing, the mental illness aspect of that. And now he's out. Basically, he's going to be completely out of all of that. Prosecutors opposed ending those restrictions, but then they changed their position too. Because they said that he's demonstrated success can come from a wraparound mental health system, and that he's going to keep, he said he's going to keep getting mental health services even when he's not required to do that. Prosecutors, this is the one thing they did say, though. Okay, he's demonstrated. We believe it. What's happened with the system? He's worked it in, through the system. It's, you know, all that. So we're not saying, no, he can't go anywhere. But they also said, we wish him success for both his sake as well as the safety of the community. Well, that makes you feel good, right? Oh, wow, he's really done well. But we hope for his sake and the health of the community, the safety of the community. So, you know, Joe's question is, should a man who tried to kill a president and really almost did, because he really hit Reagan. He was down for the count. It wasn't like a bullet nearly grazed him kind of thing. I guess you have to go with that's 40 plus years, and now when you have the prosecution saying it, and you've got the people that have seen him again and again and again, but you got to remember this. There's another side to this. So Reagan recovered from the shooting, but his press secretary, James Brady, who died in 2014, his life was completely wrecked. He was partially paralyzed as a result of that. And also, there's a Secret Service agent and a Washington police officer. They were also wounded. And Reagan's foundation issued a statement opposing lifting the restrictions. So on Wednesday, when all of this was happening, they said, no. And you know what they said? The Reagan Foundation and Institute is both saddened and concerned that John Hinckley Jr. will soon be unconditionally released and intends to pursue a music career for profit. They're saying, we strongly oppose his release into society where he apparently seeks to make profit from his infamy. Tricky. And it is the deal that he has a YouTube channel. And he started a record label, and his first release is going to be a 14-song CD of his music, and he promotes his music on Twitter. So coin toss, or is the Reagan Foundation right? I mean, listen, I saw many interviews. I never met James Brady. I know people that dealt with him and his wife and some of the things they worked on, but I never met him. But I certainly saw many interviews about what happened, and you've seen that video over and over and over again. And so, you know, his lawyer says, look, he was troubled. We might have salvaged a life in the end. And the regrets will always be with him with respect to the families of those he injured. I don't know, part of me leans toward what the foundation is saying because I can remember, especially Brady and the others and what happened with them. And it is, you know, if nobody was injured or you had slight injuries, that's maybe even a little bit different. And, of course, if he had killed the president, well, we wouldn't even be talking about that at all. So let's move on to Jack in Arizona. And Jack in Arizona says, hi, Kate. Do you understand why anybody would get as close as that woman who was gored to a bison? What is wrong with people that they do things like go to an edge of a canyon where they sometimes fall off and die because they were trying to get a selfie or some other picture they could post or video? And now you have this woman who was a kid who was gored and tossed 10 feet in the air. And apparently killed, although there's some that say she wasn't killed, that she was severely injured. Yeah, all the reports say that she was killed, but I also saw something saying that news media got that wrong. But what is definitely right, and there's even some video of this, is she was gored by a bison. She approached the bison while she was at Yellowstone National Park, and she got gored. I mean, she was tossed 10 feet in the air. There's definitely. So she was treated by somebody at a park emergency medical person, and then they transferred her to a hospital in Idaho through ambulance with a puncture wound and other injuries, right? Two other people, I guess, were within 25 feet of the same bison, but they weren't hurt. I mean, you got to think of a bison. I've seen a bison up close. I mean, not where I thought I was going to get gored or I was trying to take some picture or whatever, but they're huge. I mean, they can weigh up to 2,000 pounds. And what do you think they're going to do if they have somebody coming close to them, right? They're unpredictable. You know, they can run 35 miles an hour. 35 miles an hour. So I would just say, listen, take the picture from further away and zoom in. Just zoom in, right? Ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous that you put yourself in that position. So I saw through several things that she was killed, and then I read something closer to Yellowstone that she wasn't, that she was severely injured. And I'll tell you this, looking at the video, it is frightening. I can tell you that for sure. All right, let's move on to this one from Mo, who says, Kate, I hope they throw the book at that Jack You-Know-What who killed those people in Buffalo. What is going on in the world? I don't understand these disenfranchised 18-year-olds who are charging after people they don't know and shooting them and killing them. But what's particularly heinous about Buffalo is he had no tie whatsoever to the community. There was nobody that was bullying him, picking on him there. He just flat out was going to a community where he was going to kill black people. I'm a white man. I have black friends, and we have talked about this. This is the ugliest kind of domestic terrorism. It is purely hate. So he deserves everything that he gets. And thank goodness that he wasn't killed so he could face the music and that he didn't take himself out. Yeah, I mean, people in Buffalo, of course, they were shocked. They're still grieving what happened there. And, I mean, look, he left a detailed plan of what he was going to do, hundreds of pages of writings before the shooting. And it was live streamed from a helmet-mounted camera. He wanted the world to see and to know. I agree. Everything they could throw at him, throw at him. Everything they can throw at him. Absolutely, 100%. All right, and then this one is from Joseph, who talks about Uvalde. And he says, Kate, wow, it's just so hard to see the faces of these kids, although I think we need to see them. We need to hear their stories. But to think that they had no shot at life, 10, there's so many wonderful things that happen to you 10 and on. You're growing up. And it was right before summer vacation. What a monster to do that to those kids at that school. Just absolutely senseless. Yeah, absolutely senseless. Senseless, I agree. You can send me your thoughts, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. Dumping the gas tax, baby formula blunder, next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Conversation about baby formula, more than probably any of you, especially those that are parents that have children now that are older, have thought about in a long time. But if you go to any of these grocery stores in the last couple of months, you can see that obviously, or you go to a drugstore, that the formulas, the baby formulas aren't there, right? So now the question has become, in flying in formula and looking for ingredients and propping up Abbott Labs, is when did the White House know about this? And we've talked about this. Corporate leaders knew back in February that there was a crisis, that they had this crisis happening. But they didn't tell the White House, or the president says he wasn't informed until April. That's not good. There's a pretty big gap there. What is the communications issue? Because this could have been kicked earlier. And even if there was the same things were going to have to happen, it could have happened sooner, and it would have been easier to get in gear quicker. What happened was, and how this is kind of bubbling up now, is that the president met with the execs of these companies that manufacture infant formula, and they told the president they knew the shortage would be severe in February after the closure of that Abbott plant in Michigan. But the president suggested, well, he wasn't informed. He never knew. He said, I don't think anyone anticipated the impact of the shutdown of one facility. Once we learned the extent and how big it was, why don't people ask questions? Or do they not have good aides How are you not asking that question? Hey, Abbott has a big slice of the pie. If this plant is going down, how many people will be affected by this? How many babies will be affected? And where does this get distributed? So even this is the thing. You look at the recall that happened. They had recall for retail formula like Target, Walmart, all of that. And with this imminent shortage, don't the feds monitor the industry? Don't they know what is happening here? Because you could have invoked, or he could have invoked, the Defense Production Act quicker to ramp up the domestic production. And instead, we have to spend more money to airlift supplies from foreign countries to try to address what is still a huge crisis. And they didn't know that the scope of the problem was that big. So the industry people that showed up are saying, oh, yeah, they did. They knew in February. So why did the White House not know? Why did somebody in the government not know the timeline of all of it? I mean, for once, using the Defense Act in the right way, which made complete sense, could have happened so much earlier. Instead, it's like, oh, yay, we have 4 rounds of formula shipments from overseas for Operation Fly Formula. How about Operation Ask Questions earlier? It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. And I there is no plausible explanation. There have to be people that don't just look at something head on and don't just take it at face value. Especially if you have people that are running the industry saying, oh, yeah, we knew. We said that there was going to be this shortage. But nobody was that quick on the upswing to figure out that, how many start doing the math. How many babies are there? How many people are going to need this? What do we do? Just saying. All right, so gas. Are you fed up with the whole game of, well, how much is gas going to cost? And are we going to hit $5, $6, $7? I mean, look at inflation, because every day it's a gas off. That's what it is. Where's the cheapest place to get gas? This is the buzz at the water cooler. If you find a place that's 5 cents cheaper, or you know someplace, you're telling the people in your neighborhood, or you're telling your friends, or whatever, I just got gas. Because people are comparing the shock and awe of what it's costing to fill up whatever it is they're driving. You know, how much did it cost? I was, you know, I hate to say it, and I've said this before, I've confessed to this on the air. I am definitely one of those people that I let the gas usually, because I know you shouldn't do that, but I let the gas get to the point where it's like I'm almost redlining. Because I know where the I still have a couple miles left in this. And then by the time I fill up, I mean, we're talking about, you're filling up from nothing. You have fumes. And so it's always a big chunk of change. It's always shock and awe when I go and fill up. Now what's happening is some states are saying gas tax has to go away. You know, gas tax in a gas tax holiday, gas tax cuts. You know, what can we possibly do to alleviate some of that? And you start to look at the comparisons of how much the gas tax is, and in some places, it's pretty high. And in others, it's just much better. It just depends. It just depends where. And like DeSantis in Florida, he was all about, okay, we need a gas tax relief proposal. How do we suspend the state's gas tax temporarily? How do we do that? He was talking about that in 2021. Let's just do that, because if we had this the tax at 26.5 cents a gallon, we put it at zero, then if we do that, that would temporarily add relief. And there are certainly people, other governors that have done that, and they make that adjustment, and it's so much better for people who are struggling, right? So Florida didn't repeal its state gas tax. But if you look at, like, the national average for a price of regular gas, which is, you know, $4.47 in some places, and you look at fuel, in Florida, it's a little bit cheaper, right? Because he signed the largest tax relief in the history of the state. So from gas to diapers to hurricane supplies to all of that stuff, he did that in the beginning of May. And it was, the idea was to provide relief for Floridians from the highest level of inflation in 40 years. So there are other states that are talking about doing that same thing so that they can save. If you're saving that 25 cents a gallon, and then that starts to add up, because we keep seeing that gas, it goes up and up and up and up, that can be used for other things. And then they have a Freedom Week sales tax holiday, and that goes from like July 1st to the 7th, and you know, they've got tax-free tickets to movies and museums and a whole list of things that are tax-free. So they're big on the tax holiday, tax. And a lot of states are looking at doing that because, especially with the gas shock of how much it's going to cost, and there is no break from inflation, there's no getting away from that, there are definitely more states that are thinking, what can we do to combat this? There are other governors who are looking at it. All right, I want to end on this, not to freak you out, but if you have food delivered, which, come on, I know you do, people at least have pizzas delivered, there was recently a poll among 500 delivery drivers where they confessed to stealing a customer's fries or maybe a piece of chicken before they actually delivered it. So, and it turned out that 8 in 10 said they were definitely, if they were hungry, reached into the food. Yikes. So your food might be tampered with before it arrives. I just took a bite out of your hamburger. I hope you don't mind. Did you notice? I just took 5 of your fries. Come on, give me a break. You had a large French fry, for goodness sake. I just took a sip of the soda. It just kind of makes you wonder, I'm just saying. All right, the music signifies we are at the end of the road, people, for this hour of the show anyway. Remember to make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.